Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One can't help but be positive. The other can't help but be negative.
Bleep you, you bleeping bleepity bleep.
The only thing they seem to agree on is that they can barely agree on anything.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm Andy Hart. I'm not happy about this.
It's sports radio for the passionate fan.
What's up, Nick?
And grumpy dad in all of us.
That is just so stupid.
Fitzy and Hart.
Yes, I've been listening, Andy.
On Boston Sports Original.
I like the way Andy Hart does it.
Might have Nick just take over.
WEEI.
Together again, not for the first time, and hopefully not the last, in the studio from the dumpy little building in Brighton, Massachusetts. This is the Fitzy and Hart radio program for your beautiful late spring, feeling like early summer sports Sunday on 93.7 FM WEEI and all across the WEEI sports radio network. Feel free to join the two-way sports talk party at any time during the program. Picking up the telephone will be our producer, Nick LaPan. Say, what up, Nick? Here's what I want to say by calling 617-779-7937. The text line is available for business at 37937. But please, as always, Andy, if you want to hop in the digital sandbox, play nicely and hit us up on the socials. He's at Jumbo Hat and I'm at Amazon. On today's program.
What's that?
And I'm at AOL. You can reach me by hitting me up at Apple.
You've got mail.
On today's program, more Celtics talk, furious debates on fabulous players like the argument we finished off yesterday's program with that we are going to pick up in just moments after I tease out what we're talking about. We'll get your game two predictions at 2 o'clock sharp. That's 11 a.m. West Coast time. We'll connect with Megan Onalini, Mego from Merloni, Fourier, and Mego to help us preview game two, which goes down tonight. 8 o'clock at the Chase Center in San Francisco, California. And sometime in either the 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock hour, Andy and I, your hosts of the Six Rings Pod, available now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, WEEI, and wherever you get your podcasts, we're going to do a full Patriots Power Hour, including being joined by NFL Network's Mike Giardi. Dare I say, Andy, if you are out doing a little yard work, you're power washing the deck, mowing the lawn, raking up a little mulch, whatever it may happen to be, driving around, watching the kids in youth sports. You got one apple pod in, a little bud right there, enjoying an iced coffee. This is the perfect program on a perfect sports Sunday. Now, don't screw up an excellent lead-in. What do you got?
How am I going to screw it up? My back's already sore from carrying you yesterday, and I got 4 hours now. No, I am a little sore. You talk about youth sports through my first extended session of BP yesterday in
You did?
The entire back is feeling it a little. The arm feels great.
Yep.
The arm feels it. The back is feeling it. So, I'm going to need you to contribute a little more today.
Are you one of those guys who actually pitches properly? You drive like Roger Clemens taught us?
No.
You get, like, all your power comes.
No.
Like, do you go home and do you punch a barrel of rice like Roger Clemens used to?
No. I am the guy that still likes to throw reasonably hard to give the kids a look because these are older kids I coach.
Yeah, no lollipops. Here you go, Junior.
No. Why not? Like, it's not like coach pitch where you're aiming for the bat and you feel like a responsibility to actually make contact with the bat with the little kids. But no, I do not have good form. I'm behind the L screen. I bring it into like 25 feet, and I'm just throwing little seeds at them. But
and all of those kids are like, man, I want to hit it so hard. I imagine the kids probably want to hit the ball back when you're throwing BP, warming them up, the same way, like, idiots like me always aim their golf balls at the driving range. Like, I'm going to get the guy.
Oh, the guy in the cot.
I'm going to get the guy in the cot this time.
I'm taking him out. Yeah, nothing probably thrills, some of that.
Nothing thrills my 9-year-old more than when I aim and I hit, like, a 100-yard, just, like, screaming eagle right off, and it goes off the thing. He's, like, literally, that's, like... That's the highlight of his day.
And the guy driving the car, it's like, huh, another a-hole.
No, another jackass dad trying to end me earlier than I originally predicted. Yes, we will be talking a lot of Celtics, predictably, because, well, game two tips off in just about probably, like, we'll say 9 hours and 5 minutes. It'll be like 8:10, 8:12, yeah, something like that.
Earlier start on a Sunday, thank you.
And maybe we'll have Bang back on the broadcast, and maybe even JVG will be feeling well enough, and he'll pass COVID protocols. We'll see if we get the trio on ABC tonight. And, of course, WEEI's NBA Finals coverage is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, by Massimo Zanetti Coffee, where they champion every step of the coffee experience, and by East Coast Metal Roofing. Act now and save 10% during their Beat the Heat savings event. Beat the Heat. We already did that. Andy, we finished. Don't shake your head at me. It's too early for that.
It's terrible.
It was awful. But at the same time, they're happy.
You're a dad, I guess. So I thought you were also a comedian, so I thought those would sort of blend together to bring comedy.
Unnecessary shots fired already. Already you're coming after my ankles, and we barely tipped off.
Okay, look, can we get back to
the argument we ended with yesterday?
And to me, yesterday, the end of the show was prototypical sports talk radio, and what I love about sports talk radio, a fight developed in the waning minutes of the show.
Like, we thought there were, like, Tower gave us the clearance. We told everybody, like, put your, you know, seats in the upright position, fasten the trays, everything else, devices off.
And then
a weather
pattern.
All
of a sudden, the pilot had to pull up and just take it, like, one of those little touch and goes. Oh, they weren't ready. There was another plane on the runway. We were going to crash. And it's a simple question. Pierce or Tatum? Right now, Pierce or Tatum.
Okay, well,
now,
right now,
in a different direction.
Now, right now, if I had to choose between the two right now.
You need to win a game today. Let's just pretend it's Sunday night, 8 p.m. You are in Golden State. Who would you rather have on your roster, on your court? And, yes, in their prime. Not fat likes to smoke weed, Paul Pierce.
I was
going
to say, Paul Pierce may not be able to give me 40 tonight.
Doritos, he'll give you 40, but there are pounds that he needs to shed to get back in the playing shape.
No, it's 40 as in ounces probably as well. And side note on that, if we're going to do social media entertainment, who would you rather have a beer with right now? With all due respect to Jason Tatum and his Flamin' Hot barbecue ruffles, which probably are delicious.
I've had them. They're too hot for me.
Are they?
Yeah.
Of course they are.
It.
Oh, they have flavor, something that you're allergic to.
Yeah, they're nuanced. They're layered. You're not.
My sub has bacon.
I like
Plus
bacon.
Plus his sub has bacon.
I do like bacon.
His sub does have bacon. It's one of my... That's literally, like, come down here. My sub has bacon. Like, Draymond Green absolutely housed Jason Tatum in terms of who did the better. Even Steph Curry, the better sandwich ad. Same time, though, Jason Tatum even outperformed Draymond Green with a subpar game one. Between the two, right now, for social media purposes, I'm going to go Paul Pierce, because one of the true joys of the past couple of years for me, at least non-family division, was watching Paul Pierce smoke weed, booty clap, and poker game away his ESPN contract. He obviously wanted out of the Mouse House, and he got it real quick, too, with that lit Friday night IG Live. Now, in their prime between the two, Pierce all day.
Okay, so where the argument went yesterday, I think touched off the Tinder, so to speak, was...
You said touched off the Tinder. I mean, you say that these days, and I got to figure if I'm swiping left or right.
That's an insurrection at the Capitol, according to ESPN and ABC. The family, the Disney family. No, I took it in the direction of, and I have been an open Jason Tatum critic, a doubter longer than most for his ascension to top five MVP candidate, whatever he was proclaimed early. And if you recall, when he arrived, we were told he was Paul Pierce 2.0. That's what he was going to be. He was going to be the scorer. He was going to follow Paul Pierce's footsteps. But the thing I am going to give Jason Tatum credit for, assuming he finishes the journey, they are up 1-0. They are now the favorites to win the NBA Finals. And this is indeed Jason Tatum's team. He has the opportunity, even despite 3 of 17 shooting in the Game 1 win, when he also had a by far game high and career high 13 assists, he has the opportunity to lead the Boston Celtics to a title. Paul Pierce followed Kevin Garnett to a title. That was Kevin Garnett's team, mm-hmm. in my belief. Now, we can argue that point if you want.
Mm-hmm.
We can go down that road.
We got four hours.
So I want to give Jason Tatum credit because I've said the same thing about the guys he went through in four games from the Nets. Irving and Durant both won titles. Wasn't their teams. It was LeBron's team in Cleveland. It was Steph Curry's team with the Golden State Warriors.
And yet, who was the MVP on both of those finals runs? It was Kevin Durant.
But we know who the leader of those teams was, who the Reggie Jackson straw that stirs the drink was, Steph Curry and LeBron James.
So the same way that even though, like, all those Yankees teams, even though other people may have performed superior to him in the postseason, those were always Derek Jeter's Yankees.
Teams. Okay. Tom Brady's Patriots. Mm-hmm. He didn't always win the MVP.
He most certainly didn't.
But Tom Brady's Patriots,
far
right?
from the best player on the field, even in Super Bowl 53, we'll say.
So I need to give Tatum credit. And if he finishes the journey in the next 2 weeks, my answer to that question, Pierce or Tatum, becomes Tatum. Because I think he's a great scorer. I think he's a Hall of Fame caliber scorer. I think mm-hmm. he'll end up in Springfield with Paul Pierce. The thing that will separate him is his team won the title. There was no talk of him having to go somewhere else. Oh, go join the Lakers to win a title. Or some of the discussions that came about in Paul Pierce's career before the arrival of Kevin Garnett. And this became Kevin Garnett's team.
And
they
Ray
won
Allen.
A title.
And
that's
can
fine.
Can we remember how important Ray Allen was during
third
all
fiddle.
Those years?
Third fiddle.
Yeah, but a third fiddle. A third fiddle.
I don't know why you
also
need three fiddles, but
You know, sometimes there's both there's a melody and a heart. There's to harmonize. You can't harmonize with yourself. I know.
Oh,
you
I
only
can.
Need, sometimes need two. I'm sure you can. You only need two. I understand. A duet is only two. But that big three, like Ray, denying. That's one of those things where it's like people forget how great Nomar was because they only remember him leaving in 2004 and they win a World Series without Nomar. People forget how great Ray Allen was during those couple of years because they're mad that he left and joined the Heat and the acrimony between him and Kevin Garnett posthumously post-departure. And then, of course, with Rondo and Doc Rivers. Ray Allen was dynamite.
Sure, that's
he
fine.
Won game four.
That's fine.
That's fine.
And Grant Williams
finals.
Has won games. And Al Horford has won games. There are complementary characters of varying levels.
Paul
Hall
Pierce
of Fame
had an incredible supporting cast. I think this roster.
Kevin Garnett had an incredible supporting cast.
See, now that's just.
You don't believe it was Kevin Garnett's team?
No.
What?
It was always Paul Pierce's team.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not. It was absolutely Kevin Garnett's team. He led everything that year. You hear the stories like behind the scenes, post-game meals. Everybody would have to wait in line until Kevin Garnett had his food because it was Kevin Garnett's team. The whole thing they still do, the Kevin Garnett, you don't shoot threes after you call a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I'm swatting that away. We're not allowing that here. Everything about that team was Kevin Garnett's. And there's no shame in being a Hall of Fame player who needed help, who needed somebody to join you or lead you to get to the promised land. The difference is Jason Tatum can lead somebody to the promised land. He has Jaylen mm-hmm. Brown behind him.
Mm-hmm.
He has Marcus Smart behind him. And then Horford and Pritchard and White and Williams and Williams. They're all behind him. But you know those posters, like, and there's somebody in the front, and then you sort of pair the guys out
right.
symmetrical? Well, he's at the front of that line, just like Kevin Garnett was.
He should be next to Jaylen Brown because the two weren't split. It is really their team. I understand they have selected
Tatum's
Jason Tatum
team.
As, yes, he's
no,
the star. He's the one with the 40-50-point games.
Yeah.
I get it.
He's
but
the
I
guy.
Believe the flaw in your argument, and I'll get
there
to
is
the,
none.
The several of the
no.
flaws. In your. Yeah, there are many of them, trust me.
Callers can help you point them out because you're struggling.
I am not struggling. What I'm trying to do is both host the show and engage you in this ludicrous argument that you have postured very early in the program today. There are several flaws
Wait,
in that.
One thing, who do we blame for this? Who was the caller that brought up this question?
Was that like by whoever the caller was who dropped off and then I said,
yeah, he came
oh,
back.
It's like Mike or something, whatever his name
I
was.
I want to give
he
him
called
credit.
In, dropped off, and I said, oh, sorry we didn't get to your call quick enough. If you want to call back, we got a couple minutes. He calls in, takes a shot at me.
It was a good one.
Presents the
great call.
You love every shit. You are the Will Rogers of criticisms of me. You have never met one you didn't like. Okay.
Yes,
and,
I'm nodding.
Yes, yes, and.
And?
That makes for great radio, by the
Go
way.
Go on.
Nodding your head makes for great radio.
Proceed.
And proceed. There are several flaws in the argument. I'm going to pick it apart alongside any callers who wish to join in this little pre-game to previewing debate, banter, bargument, 617-779-7937. Better team between 08 and 22. And also, if you could have one in their prime, Tatum or Pierce. Andy has said he would rather have Tatum. I would rather have Pierce. Let us know why, and then feel free to pile on Andy when you call in. But first, let us catch you up on everything else in the wide world of sports.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, we're right back to it. Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
You know, they stayed within striking distance, and, you know, they made shots late. No, we'll be fine. We'll figure out the ways we can stop them from getting those threes and take them away. But no, I don't think it was a rhythm thing. We pretty much dominated the game for the first 41, 42 minutes. So we'll be fine.
Oh, will you, Draymond? Oh, loser. Will you be fine in game two?
Loser.
Said he was feeling his three-point shot in game one as well, actually, before the game. How'd that look to you, Andy?
Not great.
Not great, did
no.
it?
I think they are losers. I don't care for their tone. We
you
about
really
it
have had a full pivot. Like you have turned
comments.
The ship around in the canal about Golden State. You've,
who's
as Wayno says, you've pulled a 380.
I've pulled a 380 100%. They who the bleep are they? Who they? That think they're just above the Boston Celtics and we dominated the game and they just got lucky with some cute little shots and we'll take those away and we'll be fine. Get off your high horse. You're in a series. You may not know it yet. You're in a dogfight.
Oh, you're in a fight. You're bleed. Like, you bled early.
Oh, you're bleeding.
Like the Celtics opened a cut over Golden. If we are looking at the whole series as a 15-round fight, then I guess we'll say, you know, two rounds per game. Couple rounds in early on. Yeah. Celtics are up on the... I got the Celtics... Fight Dr. Bernie Pachenko here. I got the Celtics up 20-18 early on. And right now, the corner man is working harder than anticipated on Golden State.
100%. And
bleeding
the Celtics
over the
took
eye.
A bunch of punches, and Golden mm-hmm. State's like, wait, why are you not bleeding yet?
You're supposed to be down.
Do
like,
you
we
not
usually
bleed?
Do like our little Sugar Ray Leonard flurry, and people are like, look at the hand speed. Wow, the
right.
movement on this team.
They weren't phased.
No.
And I like that. But
and might I also point out that Golden State should be the better rested team, considering that they only went six games. And that's the fact that that went six games, kind of like the Celtics only went seven games against Miami. It's their own fault. But they dismissed the Mavs in an easy five.
Yes. And
they had plenty of time to rest up.
And there's obviously the rest now of the extra days in the series where they really draw this thing out. Wouldn't want to go every other night. I might allow me to really get into it. They got to divvy these games up a little further for television entertainment mm-hmm. purposes. But, yeah, I think the Celtics are going to be... I think the Celtics taste the blood. You know, you talk about the blood that maybe the Golden State Warriors are losing as a team, the cut above their eye as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Celtics got a little taste of that blood, and they like it. Marcus Smart and company will be coming to extend the bleeding.
They're just the kind of psychos
that would
like a little taste of that blood?
Yes, 100%. Well, like, I mean, Angelina Jolie with it dangling around her neck.
All right. Now, I mean, I don't think anyone was ready for like a Billy Bob and Angelina deep dive this early on. I'm here for it.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I say yes to almost every possible pop culture reference, especially from the pop culturally challenged like yourself.
I don't care for that.
You only know Harlan Coben novels, anything that involves boats and bad country music.
Why are you going to say bad? I take offense to the bad part of that. Other than that, the rest of it's fine.
Okay. Everything else was pretty much spot on and or on brand as well. Yeah. I think there was, we hit on this yesterday as well. I do think there was a grand underestimation of the Celtics by Golden State, but I think Golden State kind of thought they had the Celtics figured out.
Yeah.
And they thought if we just run it, like, here comes the team that just came off a brutal alley fight, if you will. They just came off of a series that was the equivalent of the alley fight in They Live. Anyone who had ever seen that movie knows Roddy Piper, RIP, one of the best unsung action heroes ever. And B, that's maybe the greatest fight scene in movie history. They come off this brutal series against the Heat. They should be exhausted. We'll have Steph go bombs away from way deep. We'll run them around the perimeter, get them exhausted. Maybe Time Lord's knee is going to need its little special ice bag routine. Grant Williams will foul flop and, you know, fiddle his way into an early departure. And we'll get an early lead. They tried to do all those things. And then I think they looked at the Celtics and they were like, we're up 15 on you. We've run you ragged. Why won't you go down? And all the Celtics did was turn it around and find this gear in the fourth quarter that just, I don't know if it's a testament to their coaching, if it's a testament to their training and conditioning, or if it's a testament to the heart of this team. But that level that they achieved, I think it not only did it stun Golden State, I think it probably is going to live in their head for this game and beyond. And Golden State's going to figure out, like, I don't know what we need to do to knock this team out, but it's going to be damn near impossible.
And we've made the comparison all along between the 2007 Giants and these Celtics, the sort of play out the season, we want the tough road Giants, and the coronation-ready Patriots, who are about to have bestowed upon them greatest team in football history, maybe greatest team in sports history.
Well, I'm here for this.
There was an expectation, an air. And I think the Warriors had the same thing. Clay's back. We're back. We're adding to our dynasty here. We are the grand champions of this era. And all of a sudden, punched in the mouth, bleeding, down 1-0 in game one at home like they don't expect in any series, never mind the NBA Finals against these little Derek White-led Boston Celtics.
I'm not going to worry. As I am to be crowned the dynasty of this decade and era, I'm not going to worry about Peyton Pritchard.
Right, and, just look. Because if you don't change your tone, Golden State, I think you could get embarrassed. Now, you and I both believe this is going to be a series. There's no embarrassment
coming. And I've got numbers that I want to either use in this segment or the next one to back up why Celtics fans should, A, believe that they're going to win this series, but, B, that it's going to go the distance.
Yeah, it could go the distance. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. I believe you can have both of those things be true. You can believe it's going to be a long series and still believe that banner number 18 will be raised in the garden at some point.
Before I welcome our first caller, Justin, hang on 1 second, buddy.
Tatum versus Pierce.
Today. We'll get back to our Tatum versus Pierce thing. That's what we teased, and we do need to try to stay on track-ish if we get a chance.
You're the host.
All right. I mean, it's not what I asked for. It's just what I do because I'm a company man and also a team player.
And a bitch.
I know you realize there's no I in team, but there is a me, and that's what you always focus on. One, I would like to sneakily shoot a couple of holes in this, like, Golden State dynasty routine. First of all, this will be their sixth NBA Finals in 8 years. That's pretty damn impressive.
Yep.
Okay, they have won 3 of those. Hopefully we just keep it at 3 as well. Kevin Durant helped them win 2 of those. They won 1 on their own. Kevin Durant was a significant portion and a major contributing factor to 2 of those 3 victories. Okay. And I understand that they were gimpy by the end of the one against the Raptors and still, led by Steph, did everything they could under the sun to win that. And look what it took for LeBron to win that other one. So let's just not say, like, oh, my God, they're, like, unstoppable, unbeatable in all of these things. And number 2, I had another point. I forgot it during my little rant there.
Let's
so
go to caller go to Justin, on line 2.
And then I'm going to remember what it was on the other side. All right, first call of the day. Justin, Providence, Tatum versus Pierce, Fitzy and Hart. Let's go.
What's up, boys? All right, game 2. I'm ready. But real quick to that Jason Tatum, Paul Pierce thing. All right, so Paul Pierce has had, 21 games in his career with 40 points or more. Tatum's had, 12, I think, so far. But also Tatum has had about 5 or so 50-point games So if you're talking about points, I mean, maybe I want Tatum. I also am going to pick Tatum because of who you can move him around defensively. You know, I mean, they're two different players. I mean, but also Tatum has been to the Eastern Conference Finals 4 or 5 times and is so far, you know, look what it took to get Pierce to the finals. You know, I think Tatum is doing a lot more with a lot less, not to take away from the guys who are on both of those years' rosters, you know what I mean? But if you're putting a gun to my head, I think I'm going to have to pick Tatum, just his overall physicality as a player and just impact on the court overall. I think I'm going to pick Tatum. And before you hang up on me, game two, Draymond, keep talking that talk. You scored 4 points in that game one, and you're talking that? Man, game two is going to be huge. You better be scared of these role players, Derek White, Al Horford. These little things are going to kill the Warriors. I'm telling you right now. Don't be surprised if we pull off a win tonight and take this in a lot less than 6 or 7 games. Let's go, boys. Let's go, Celtics.
Thank you, Justin. Excellent first call of the day, but I should expect nothing less from one of our finest listeners in a fabulous city, likely listening on 103.7 down there in the beautiful city of Providence.
Will you be surprised if the Celtics win tonight?
I will not.
Okay, because like Justin said, don't be surprised. Mm-hmm. I will not be surprised. Now, I think the Warriors have a very good chance to win. If you made me pick and bet, if I had to actually put money on it.
Well, you live in Massachusetts, so
right,
you can't.
Right, so I can't. Warriors -4, like, my money would probably be on the Warriors, mm-hmm. but I will not be surprised if the Celtics, because who they are. Like, they, again, what I said, taste blood. I think the championship that was an idea, like, just sort of off in the distance, is now like you're reaching for it, like, oh, I can almost touch that. That's no longer a mirage on the horizon across the desert.
Right, that's
it's
there.
It's here and now, and I can touch it. And so I would not be stunned if they take it to the Warriors. The other thing on the Draymond, he doesn't always score a lot of points. Like, that's not really his game.
No, he's more of like a big rebounds, tone setter, sets vicious
picks, that's like handoffs
kick
to
Steven,
Steph.
Kick Steven Adams right in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like, there's a lot
Moneymaker.
To his game. So just to look at the point total,
yeah.
You know, if you look at the point total for Tatum, he's a scorer. He's supposed to score. As right. Justin said, he scores 40, 50 points. That's kind of his
scored
role.
Scored 50 points or more 4 times in his career, equaling the highest of Larry Bird during his career, but of course, different era.
So now we're going Bird or Tatum?
No, we're not. We will never, ever.
Well, I will say one of the texters brought up a point as we phrase this in
mm-hmm.
their prime.
Mm-hmm.
So for Pierce, we have to look historically backwards.
That's what you do with history. You look backwards.
In his prime, mm-hmm. we have to look forward potentially for Tatum. You could argue he's not necessarily reached his prime yet.
No,
his
he made a major leap by evolving his game and putting on grown man muscle this year, which impresses even me, the card-carrying members of Paul Pierce Nation.
So I just want to point out, like, we're watching the greatness and the ascension of Tatum, but we haven't peaked the mountain yet, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the best is still yet to come. So there's another layer to this nuanced argument, as you people like to put
and
it.
And Paul Pierce did have to carry that team. Well, who was the best teammate he had prior to the big three coming together?
Antoine Walker. I would say Antoine Walker, yeah.
Okay. Paul Pierce carried
Antoine Walker was a good
Paul
player.
Paul Pierce carried
the
Celtics.
You didn't like
the
wiggle threes?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Wiggling it. Ugh. Wiggle. I got a little wiggle to me.
No, you don't.
I know, it's
no,
bad.
Oh, it's
kind of hurts my back, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, there could be like an L7 coming out of a socket there. Just be careful when you do that, old man. No, Paul Pierce carried the freaking Celtics and gave us a reason to watch them.
To where?
For like a decade.
To where?
To the conference finals, to the playoffs several times.
Now we're counting conference finals again.
And also, I'll point out.
I thought this was title town. I thought it was about championships
I'll point
and
out
nothing
before
less.
Taking our next call, sir, I have
like
the.
A professional ass. What?
Pretty much, bro.
Andy Hart's new line, are you a professional a-hole or what? Pretty much a
pretty much a pro.
That drop will be used frequently and often whenever
Thanks,
this,
Nick.
This gentleman appears.
Paycheck earned for today, LePan.
I would dare say Paul Pierce not only carried the team, the supporting cast that surrounds, like, you listen to, like, everyone's like, oh, Peyton Pritchard, Derek White, Al Horford, they're all behind Jason Tatum. Like, okay, yeah. In the pecking order, if you will, from the marketing department, yes, and maybe even from a talent perspective. But this supporting cast is better than the overall supporting cast of 2008. You've got...
But that's not the argument. I don't care about that.
An Expendables cast of everyone...
Focus. Focus on Tatum and Pierce.
And I still said I would take Pierce.
Okay,
if you put Paul
fine.
Pierce on this team, they would be even
so
more...
So you would trade Pierce for Tatum right now?
I would. Prime versus prime. I would trade Pierce for Tatum right now. I am crazy like that. You know who else is crazy? My guy Kelly in Amherst. He loves WEEI and the Celtics, and I want to talk to him. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, yeah, earlier you were talking about, is it Jaylen Brown and Tatum's team, or is it just Tatum's team? Now, Andy Hart, real quick, I got to say, if you could stop being the president of the Jaylen Brown fan club, I think a lot of people would stop talking so much trash on Jaylen Brown. Mutt has this weird, like, vendetta against you, where he's always saying bad things about Jaylen Brown, and he always says, oh, Andy Hart loves Jaylen Brown. The other day when he had a good game, he's going, oh, Andy Hart's going to go crazy because he had a good game. Oh, he's going to be taking a victory lap. So in his mind, Jaylen Brown is Andy Hart. So that's a little bit weird, but I am actually the vice president of that fan club. I love Jaylen Brown, and I think you got to take it as a game-by-game or a series-by-series look. Like, in that Net series, definitely, Tatum was the man. But I feel like lately it's been more of Brown kind of carrying the load. In terms of, like, the national storyline, it's always going to be Tatum's team because, you know, they're trying to get to the casual sports fans. They don't know all the guys' names, and so they just want to sell this top guy versus that top guy to try to make it more marketable, you know. But my thought on the series and the whole playoffs is this. It's looking more and more like all these teams are about the same. They have one big stud, you know, Kyrie Irving, game one in the Nets, 50-something points. They still lost, but I'm saying it was one big stud with the Bucks, one big stud with Giannis, right? And then you had Jimmy Butler trying to drag those guys all the way to the finals. It looks like the same thing. Steph Curry's great, but the rest of these guys are washed up. I go Celtics in four.
Ooh, sweet.
Celtics in four. If Kelly's prediction, and thank you for the call, Kelly, were to come true, then that means I would be in the building for the sweep next Friday night.
You feel good about that?
I absolutely do not. Number one, Golden State's going to win at least one game. I'll go on the record saying that. And two,
bold prediction.
I can't imagine that I would reach the peak of my sports fan existence in Boston. I saw the Patriots win a Super Bowl in person. I saw the Red Sox clinch a World Series in person, 2013 Game 6. If I were to see that, I mean, like,
you can die.
Well, I'd prefer not to. I'd like to raise my children.
Save that, by the way. See, yeah, you can die.
Wow, you really are a professional.
You can die now.
You have read any rankings of amateurish behavior from the profile. Your LinkedIn just says straight up top professional a-hole.
Yep.
Good for you.
A professional.
But that would be wild. I can't see them sweeping Golden State. Come on now. Let's just simmer down. Let's temper expectations.
Especially, you know, the one place where I think the comparison to the Giants-Patriots of 07 falls flat is...
I hadn't done that very much, but I actually kind of like it.
But it's also a one game. It's a one-off, so the mentality,
but
the emotion...
But it's a mentality and an emotion.
But that's my point.
Movement.
If Steve Kerr can coach worth, you know, anything...
Well, could you say Bill Belichick couldn't coach worth anything?
No, but he didn't have a chance. The game had declared itself. He
it's
had a two-hour span.
Adjustments.
It was over. Steve Kerr has a seven-game series. He has multiple days after his team maybe overlooked the challenger, overlooked the Rocky in my scenario from yesterday, to turn the tide of momentum, make adjustments, be better for game two, three, four, five, six, seven, right? Bill Belichick didn't have that. It was a one-off. It was that night. They prepared for that. They got punched in the mouth. That NASCAR front physicality kicked their ass on the offensive line. The whole thing. The team that's supposed to score more points than anybody couldn't really score, even though they left the field
and
with a lead.
Speaking of hubris, remember when Plaxico said that they would hold the Patriots to 17 points, and Brady was like, huh, I think we're only going to score 17 points? Like, actually, Tom, you're only going to score.
Playing the role of Draymond Green for the 2007 Patriots was Tom Brady.
Oof.
Arrogant. Looking past an opponent, and we know how that turned out. Let's hope it turns out the same way this time, because this time the Boston shoe is on the other foot, and you are the Rocky underdog about to knock the king off his mountain.
That was a lot of pop culture references all
woven
into one mini log.
I think you are unfortunately rubbing off on me. Next up, a Bewitched reference.
Sometimes we get the world and or the sports radio show we deserve. Here's one of my favorites.
Other times you get us.
Oh, Danny in Rhode Island. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas.
What's up? How you doing?
Morning. Still vertical as always.
There we go. Another day on the right side of dirt. Happy to be invited back to the party that is life. What's up?
That's right. So I don't normally disagree with you, Fitz, but this time I have to go with Andy. And you
Woo!
Know. One's a known product, the other one is still somewhat unknown, and I think that's the key. So, like, if you look at, like, the true greats, okay, LeBron, Kobe, you know, et cetera, and then the drop-off after them to people I consider, like, Pierce level,
yeah,
I think that Pierce is kind of a pimple on the ass to LeBron, you know? And Tatum still could be LeBron level, You know what I mean? There's this, I think he's 24. Mm-hmm. There's still so much upside to him, and we already know what Pierce was. You know, I think, you know, he could be 10 times a player Pierce could end up being, you know, 3 or 4 years from now. You don't know. But I'm taking the upside. If you're saying in the prime, you said in the prime of each, I mean, what inning are we in Tatum's prime? Like, top of the first? You know what I mean?
I mean, he is 20. This is his fifth year in the league, so let's say he plays 15 years, so we're going into the bottom of the third, if you will, or...
No, of his prime, yeah. We're in the top of the first. Like, oh. He had his developmental years.
Okay.
He'll have his...
So we're going to have a window...
Denouement on the back end, and in the middle, you'll have his prime.
Did you, for all the crap I take on the station, hold on.
As Alex Cora would say, suck on that.
Yeah. Did you just denouement me?
Oh, I did.
Wow. How about that?
Like
did you think that was coming, Danny?
No. That's why I listen to you guys. There's something every weekend, you know? But I just think Tatum wins 3 or 4 championships, you know, you just, it wouldn't even be an argument, you know. I don't think it's an argument right now, but ultimately they'll be decided by cast of characters or not how many championships Tatum wins. I think ultimately that will decide it. So,
yeah.
Have a good weekend, fellas.
Thanks for the support, Dan.
Always a pleasure, Danny.
Do you notice how he slapped
you? But that's part of the fun. No, he didn't.
He doesn't even believe it's an argument right now.
Deferentially.
Doesn't even.
He was very deferential in it because he's a fan of the program, and we've been talking for years on the
weekends. He feels bad about bludgeoning you.
It wasn't so much even of a bludgeoning. I wouldn't even dare say he put on a fancy white glove and slapped me across the chops. I would just sort of like, you know, maybe he just sort of like looked at his drink for a second and just like, no, actually, this is a time I disagree with you, sir. But,
you're wrong.
You know, then a banging of the gavel and a good day to you. I hit the counter. I apologize.
Don't do that.
If I blipped out your signal for a second. Well, worst case scenario, we have to just, you know, go to syndication and go home early in case I ruin the machine.
Oh, bang on, playa.
Spencer, Steve, Mike, Rick, don't you guys go anywhere. We're going to get to your calls. Plus, we will talk about why, as I teased moments ago, we believe that there's a loose cable under the desk. Now I've discovered it, and I'm going to be extra careful. I'm not going to move the rest of the show. I'm going to be sitting like there's turbulence outside of the station. We are going to get to the stats and numbers as to why I believe the Celtics will, in fact, be crowned NBA champions, and Banner 18 will be hung up before you know it. But it's going to be a long series, kids. Stick around. Fitzy and Hart on Sunday. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WEEI. We are right back to Fitzy and Hart.
Streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
They hit 21 threes, and Marcus Smart, Al Horford, and Derek White combined for 15 of them. So those guys are good shooters, but they combined for what? 15 out of 8 for Smart. 7, 8, 15 for 23. My math right? 8, 7, and 8. Yeah, that's 23, right? Yeah. 15 for 23 from those guys. Yeah, you know, so be fine.
Boy, oh boy, has someone set themselves up to be either the villain or the poster child for the inability to deliver in the clutch. Should the Warriors not be able to come out and play long enough and hang with the Celtics? Fitzy and Hart and WEEI. 617-779-7937 if you would like to join the two-way sports talk party. Coming up at 2 o'clock today, once again, our pal Mego will join us with a live report from the Bay Area, helping us preview Game 2 and a TBD appearance from friend of show, who we definitely owe at least a good bottle of Reposado to for all the time he's put in on our program over the past couple months, Mike Giardi on the NFL Network. Andy, do we have an update on what time Mr. Giardi will join us?
I was just going to say, maybe hold off on the praise of Mike Giardi till he responds to my text, if you're within earshot, Mike Giardi.
Mike, don't
I know you're jogging. Well, you walk the hills, so it's not real jogging.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's too old to run hills.
He's probably the same age as me. He can do hills.
Bad knees.
Yeah, really?
Even though he weighs like 110
pounds. What does
he
weigh, 110 pounds?
He's built like,
soaking wet?
Yeah, no.
I met Mike in person. We've actually only shared the same space once before. It was at the airport in Charlotte on our
That's
way
random.
Back. I know it was.
We talked to him all the time, and you met him at an airport in Charlotte picking up a Krispy Kreme.
Well, actually, no. I was on my way. We were both going through security.
But they do have a Krispy Kreme there. I like it.
Everybody loves Krispy Kreme. They're amazing. When you see that light on in the window, get thee to a Krispy Kreme. But I saw Mike, and he was surprised, like everyone is, by how tall I am. And he also, he didn't recognize me. He's like, I've never seen you without a hat on.
See, that's kind of true, although you don't have a hat on right now.
I don't. I'm not on television.
Your hair's a little poofy, but...
It is a little poofy for my life. It's
you look
a
like
Frankie
me
Valley-ish.
When I, like, go swimming and then we take the boat ride home and it's, like, windblown.
I washed my hair for the first time in, like, 2 months yesterday, so I've got, like...
What's that now?
I don't wash hair. I'm not doing this because I had to go through it on the Greg Hill show for months.
But you don't wash your hair?
No, you don't need to. You really don't need to, unless you go in a pool. No,
what about
you don't
the
need
sweat?
To. It cleans itself, Andy.
Excuse me?
We were given these things called oils. Air, water. It's good enough. It's all you need.
You wash your hair monthly?
At best.
Bi-monthly, apparently.
Yeah.
Do you even do the dry shampoo thing? I know some women do that.
No, I don't do that.
So you just go gross?
No, I just go naturel, and it's fine. It's fine. And look at these.
Your
look
wife
at this lettuce.
Is a saint.
Look at this lettuce. No, well, for a lot of reasons. Happy anniversary.
Were you
going
to say no, she's not immediately? Your reaction to me saying your wife's a
Nobody
saint.
Somebody needs to fix this wire because I can't
stop. How about stop touching it?
It's fun sometimes to, you know, knock on wood.
But don't touch the wire.
Right, don't tell me what to do, Andy.
You're ruining our show.
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm going to take a call instead. I want to talk to someone else, someone who's pleasant, like my friend Spencer. He's for hire out in Beverly. I wanted to hear the groan. Spencer, you got the key to game two. Hit me, baby.
Hey, great show, guys. And you might want to get a Sorrento collar if he's not washing his hair often.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you lick your own you-know-whats to clean them?
Oh, my God. Please. Family radio.
Anyways, real quick, I got three big points I want to make. Number one, the way that the Warriors handled themselves before the series, you thought the Celtics were world beaters. The way they spoke about the respect they had and all this and that was all a bunch of, it was a farce.
Yep.
I could see right through it. The Boston fans could see through the whole thing. They're setting the Celtics up for the too big of a moment in our building. We're going to crush you. And that was their attitude when they were up by 16 or 17 in that first game. And it was disgusting. They're arrogant, and I don't like it. And I don't like the BS that comes from that club. Second of all, Udoka, one of the greatest coaching jobs I've ever seen. This guy is managing the egos that Brad Stevens couldn't manage. Brad Stevens was a great X's and O's. He's a good guy, knows the game, but can't manage LaMarcus Smart, Tatum, Brown, you know, the whole thing. Grant Williams, all that stuff that's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, he's very good at. And he deserves a lot of credit for that, a tremendous amount of credit. And the third thing, if the Celtics stay in their lane, if Marcus Smart plays defense, hustles on the offensive rebounds, takes the charges, and looks to pass first. Obviously, if he has a 10-foot jumper, you take it, right? Obviously, you do that. But if it's not this hero ball, run down the floor. I was at games that throw the thing up from 30 feet three or four times in a row and put your team in a horrible position. You can't win. The way the Celtics win is getting the ball to the hole. You've got to drive to the hole, just like in the 80s with McHale and Parrish. Everything, all the dirty work was down low. They rely too much on that outside candy. They get tempted too much by it, and I think it's going to cost them in a game or two in the series. I hope it doesn't. This is an excellent team. I'm very thrilled about the progress, and the future looks bright, and I'm really excited to see this game tonight.
Same here, Spencer. Thank you for the call. Spencer usually comes in with a quick 1-2-3. All his points, always on the mark, prepared, good voice, nice energy. That's what I like on the program.
Including, and I would agree with him on this, the managing of the egos, personality, roles of the significant contributors on this team.
What did Udoka do? I would like to know. We talked yesterday with Mego. We were talking about, of all the different people who made the moves, whether it was the moves Brad made, whether it was Tatum's ascension, whether it was Big Al coming to life. Happy belated birthday, Big Al, and your performance on Thursday night. She said, and I happen to agree with her, the way Udoka has been able to come in and not only install his defensive game plan, but been able to get everyone on the same page. Like that photo of Horford, I think it was used as the photo in your article you wrote the other day after the Celtics game one win on WEI.com of like Udoka stepping aside and letting Horford speak to everybody late in the fourth quarter as they were mounting that comeback. Like He knows when to talk and when to step back. He knows what to say and how to manage these egos, like Spencer just said. That might be the greatest thing that he has done.
Well, I'll add a couple visuals to that photo from this postseason. The first would be the win over Kyrie and the Nets, in which it ended with a Jason Tatum layup, but started with Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown passing up shots, not forcing it, and Ime immediately supporting those guys, going to those guys, not Tatum and celebrating the layup, celebrating the guys that got him the layup. And I think that was huge, that message that not everybody else may notice, but I saw exactly what transpired there, and we won because of it. I got you. I appreciate that. And then the second for me was that shot, and I don't even remember what game it was in, that Marcus Smart hit, and he was looking at his hand. He was, you know, being...
I think that was after game two. I think that was after game two against the Nets.
Theatrical, and Jaylen Brown comes over and looks at his hand like it's some wrestling promo.
Oh, that
instantly
went right to the memesphere.
And, you know, these are guys that were having midnight meetings with pizza and thrown chairs in the bubble not that long ago. And now they're having this, like, youthful moment on the court having fun. Those two visuals for me are exactly, I don't know how he did it. Like, I don't know how this sausage got made, but he made some damn good sausage. He took good ingredients that before they didn't have quite the proportions down, the ratios weren't quite right, and boom, he put it together, and it's like, oh, there it is.
That's so basically you're saying you like his grind.
Yes, I like his grind. I enjoy his sausage. Gonna take a caller?
It's the top of the hour. Guys, hang on. We'll get to your calls. We'll continue if you want to get in on the Tatum-Pierce discussion as well. Coach Udoka and the difference that he has made. And I promise you I'm going to get to those numbers as to why the Celtics will take the series, but why we might be in for a long one here. Fun first hour. One down, three to go here on Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
I enjoy his sausage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.